Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
I sure do like smoothies.
What do you like about them?
I like that they are cold, fruity, and sometimes purple.
I like that they're summery, tasty, and easy to make at home.
Yep. All you need is some frozen fruit and a hammer.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
If loving fruit is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Loving fruit is right.
I think it's time to move on.
Agreed. Cue the choir.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Luella from Oakland, California, Olive from San Francisco, California, and Ari and Zoe from Sydney, Australia. Count us in, Luella.
One, two, three, go.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Lee, lee, lee.
Lee, lee,
lee.
I hope that you
will join with me.
Is he really listening to me?
He sure is. In fact, he listens to all the kids who want to add their voices to the choir. It usually takes a few weeks before you hear yourself on the show, but everyone gets on eventually. So check the show notes for instructions on how to do it.
Clap it back, clap it back, clap it back. Yeah.
This version of Clap It Back is a mix between a Clap It Back game and a game of memory. It's going to have two rounds. For round one, I will say some words, and your job is to clap back the rhythm of the words that I say. So if I say, kangaroo water park, you would go... That's all there is to it. I'll explain round two when we're finished playing round one. Kangaroo water park. Kangaroo water park. Elephant playground. Elephant playground. Duck shopping mall. Duck shopping mall. Movie theater just for cows. Movie theater just for cows. How'd you do? I think we should practice that one more time before we get to round two, where I will play the clapping rhythm and have you guess which of those phrases it is that I'm clapping.
Kangaroo water park. Kangaroo water park. Elephant playground. Elephant playground. Duck shopping mall. Duck shopping mall. Movie theater just for cows. Movie theater just for cows.
Okay, now it's time for round two. For round two, I will play the clapped rhythm, and you have to see if you can remember which of the phrases goes with it. So, for example, if I were to play... You would go, kangaroo water park. All right, let's see how you do.
difficult for me.
Yeah? Did you try your hardest? Did you give it your best shot?
I did. I always do.
And did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
Then I think you nailed it.
Well, thanks.
Echo song. Echo song.
Today's Echo song doesn't have a lot of words. I started to add more words, but then I decided that the words that were there were enough to say what I want the song to say. And what this song is about, or the feelings it makes you feel, are really up to you. It is an Echo song, so you just sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in there to help you out.
Sisters, oh sisters, after all. Brothers, oh brothers, after all. Sisters, oh sisters. Brothers, oh brothers, after all. After all. Mother.
Hey, Grown Groans, if Noodle Loaf has been bringing some value to your family in the form of music education-flavored entertainment, then I ask you to consider showing your support by joining our Patreon for just $3 a month, roughly the cost of one decent baguette. Go to patreon.com/noodleloaf. Here is how you play You Make the Story. You'll hear a story with some words left out for you to fill in. Or I might just ask you questions directly for you to answer. So for example, if I were to say, when planning a party, it is important to... You could say...
Rent a disco ball. No, wear an apron. Oh wait, I know. Invite only puppies.
I think you get the idea. Ready to begin? Let's go. You've just come to a big decision. You have decided to open up your very own pizza parlor, which means you have some big decisions to make, like choose a name, how to decorate your restaurant, and what to put on the menu that will make your pizza special. Let's start with the name. You have decided to name your restaurant. And the reason you chose that name is... Very good. That makes perfect sense. Location is very important when opening your restaurant, which is why your restaurant will be located right next to a... Good thinking, you! The word ambiance is a very fun word to say. Try saying that. Ambiance.
Ambiance.
It comes from French, and it means the way a place looks and feels. The vibe, if you will. Describe to me the ambiance of your soon-to-be-famous pizza restaurant by telling me how it looks inside. Oh, yes. And what is hanging on the walls? Great. Oh, this one's very important. What music is playing in the background of your pizzeria? Excellent choice. All of those things are important, but people aren't coming to you for the art on the walls. They're coming for the food on the plate. So tell me, what makes your pizzas special? What toppings do you have at your pizzeria that no one else has? And if I were to get thirsty while eating at your pizzeria, what do you have available on the drinks menu? Oh, wonderful. And if I still had room after enjoying your famous pizza pies and drinking your yummy drinks, what unique dessert could I order that will have me coming back again and again? Wow, I am positive your pizzeria will be a success. And I can't wait to check it out. The end. That's our show. I'd stick around, but I'm meeting some friends at the Kangaroo Water Park. So I'm going to say thank you to the kids on today's show, Luella, Aleph, Ari, Zoe, Joni, and Shiloh, and a huge noodleino hootie-hoo to our new patrons who have pitched in to keep the show going. They are Nora Friedland, Nona Russo, Josie and Gordy, June Baker-Phillakim, Reese and Davin Kelbel, and Hazel Hall. I couldn't do it without y'all. And I appreciate you. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.